Preston and Steve Fun Size.
Quarantine restrictions went into effect. I heard we were going to have our next guest on, and I'm like, "That's I can't think of a more perfect person."
Yeah.
If I lived within driving distance of his home, and I got word
knew where it was
from the emergency broadcast system that the missiles were on their way,
yeah,
I'd tell my family, "Collect your belongings. We're going to the Heffrons," because there's no other place I can think of that would be more prepared.
We don't know anyone who is as you say, Preston, as prepared for this sort of scenario. So yes, it's well worth a chat.
And he's got a live comedy Q&A tonight.
Yeah.
Please welcome John Heffron to the show. Hey, John.
Hey, how's everybody?
Good. And by the way, we're speaking via shortwave radio with him right now.
He's from the bunker.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. No.
You had to wind this up to actually call you guys.
So. You've got a crank on it. Okay.
I have a coconut hooked up to my old canoe that crashed and then a thing. So it actually works out well.
I assume you're at your house, right?
Yeah. You know, I just moved out of California to Michigan and I bought an old farmhouse. I think I just saw you guys. So
you
I don't
did.
Know if I.
Yeah, you told us. You told us the whole the compound, the whole deal, that it's off the beaten path. There are cameras, surveillance cameras, and that, you're prepped.
Yes, except for it's kind of scary because at night I play this game because the house was built in 1820, I believe. So I sit on the couch every night for the last couple of weeks and play a game called Guess What Animal's in the Wall. And it's starting to be a little bit maddening. But it's I had masks. I had what? I also just moved from California to Michigan, so I lost some stuff. But my sister is a respiratory therapist at a hospital, so I ended up giving them the mask that I had. But, you know, the only thing I didn't prep for was being a comedian and then shutting down all the comedy clubs and having no income.
Dude, that's it. You can't prep for that.
Yeah. You can't prep for, and I have no, like, skill. So I'm literally on this farm, and this farmer he's got cattle, and he's fixing fences. He's putting fences up, and I'd see him drive by on his quad, like, you know, and I wave to him, and I don't even know the guy. I go, "Hey, I live at this old house," and he's like, "Oh, that house." And he said it weird, like something happened in that house, but nobody's told me yet.
Oh, wow.
So I go, "I have nothing, I'm doing nothing. If you need any help," next thing you know, I'm just helping this guy put a fence in on his, you know, 400-acre farm. And I realized I'm not even good at that. Like, I'm literally, he points at a thing and says, "Just pound this, you know, pole into that ground." I don't even have that as a skill, so...
Well, but here's the deal. So, again, we know, and I've always said there's a percentage, because I'm into some of this stuff, too. Anything that's tactical or, you know, when the S gets real, you'll have this, you know, you're ready. Yeah. And you've stockpiled some of that stuff. And, is there a bit of perverse satisfaction in, like, see? I mean, we never asked you, do you have prepper food?
I have prepper food. I have not had to use it yet because my real everyday food is Easy Mac, which is pretty much prepper food.
Yeah.
So we're not going too far off the thing. But, you know, now here in Michigan, I guess starting this tomorrow morning, which would be Saturday. Who even knows what day it is, right? So like Saturday, where you're not allowed to drive from like house to house anymore. They've cut that out. You're only allowed to be in a car if you're going to deal with a pet or an elderly person.
So you could drive to a supermarket or a store, right, and get all that stuff. Or
they're limiting, but they got rid of, like, you can't go to any house improvement place. You can only go for a place for, like, food. So I was dating somebody. She was at her place. I was at mine. I was going kind of back and forth just between our places. So now that's illegal.
Right.
But then here's the deal, right? I have a ninja outfit, and so up until now, I'm kind of the dorky guy with the ninja. "Oh, you're 50, you have a ninja outfit, you geek." Guess what? The ninja outfit has a mask, by the way, everybody.
There you go.
And I'm in complete black, so I'll be able to, in the dead of the night, crawl out of this window in my little podcast studio and run around town undetected. And if anybody sees me, One smoke bomb, boom, this guy's gone. I'm back in my house eating Easy Mac.
You're set, man. So what is the device besides the ninja costume that you are so happy you got it because of all this?
Okay, besides various slingshots,
yeah,
because that's the thing. There was all these people that were, hey, I got all this toilet paper, which I don't understand the toilet paper thing. Now, keep in mind, I've been in my house by myself for weeks. I don't even think I've used toilet paper once. I time it when I'm in the shower. Like,
you clean your ass in the shower, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know why toilet paper is a thing. but, you know, people who, you know, if you hoard a bunch of food, and all that type of stuff, you also have to be willing to keep it, because there's a lot of people that kind of have the attitude of, no, you go get the stuff, put it in your house, and then I'm just going to come and get it once it's centralized. So I have I got a crossbow recently. That's cool. You know, again, the regular normal pea shooters everybody has.
But yeah.
I have, again, you know me, I'm very home alone-ish. I like paint cans that come out of the ceiling and smash you in the face. You know, I have some Legos thrown around random windows.
So not to give away, obviously you don't want to give away your super secret hidden stuff that you're going to use to repel, you know, the invading hordes, but what is there like a safe room or a hidden panel or something that you're really proud of? Because I could see you going to that level.
Well, okay, I hope I'm not repeating stories, but I've been talking to myself for 3 weeks now. So I do. So the house is like old school old, right? And the top is like an A-frame, and I have a bedroom and where this little studio is and stuff. So I don't sleep up there because it's too scary. And then I have like my basement. I have two German Shepherds that are 15 years old that are in the basement because there's no stairs, so they can walk outside. Okay. I've been sleeping on the couch like I'm a little kid for the last just 3 weeks because there's nobody in this house, and it's just children of the corn
right.
all around. So, you know, until I set up some tripwire and stuff like that,
let me tell you something. So if you've seen the last Rambo movie, which is called Last Blood, if there was a comedian who was the closest to Rambo, it'd be you, because he's basically got that. He's got this house, but he sets up this whole tunnel system, tripwires, all that stuff. Just treat that movie as your tutorial, because it's the same scenario. He's in like a remote farm, and that's what he does.
Well, that's what I have, obviously, for this thing. You know, I have like these little fake TVs. Did I ever tell you guys?
No, you did not.
Yeah, so they're these little boxes, you know, super, super small, but they give off the same thing as if a TV's on and is kind of flickering.
I have one. I bought one when we first moved into our house when we hadn't moved. Basically, what it does is from the outside, it looks like someone's watching TV in the house.
Yeah. And again, I don't have silhouettes on a train that are just going in circles to show that people are dancing in the house.
Right.
I don't have silhouette river dancers. It just looks like people are clogging. But I have those. So, you know, it's confusing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know, I don't have inflatable cars that are in my driveway. So you think there's like a lot of people, you know, like he did in World War II.
Right.
But yeah. I got a question about this whole thing. And I don't know. I think everybody, once we're all back, I have to, like, I like using that positive stuff, that this is going to be a thing for now, for, you know, until everybody's safe.
Exactly.
But, you know, we don't have bombs being dropped on this as this is going on, right? So there's a little bit of perspective. But everybody's going to have to give each other about a month of eating with manners again when you're eating around other people.
Yeah, because you've gotten lax in that, right?
I don't even use, I don't even know if I use silverware. That's, you know, like, I'm eating just above the stove and throwing it on the thing, and I pretty much slurp stuff now. I was ripping steak with my fingers. Keep in mind, I'm also, like, you know, I'm no longer married, so I don't even have anybody calling me. Well, I got called out on it for crunching super loud, but that's the thing, you know. So
yeah.
I think we're gonna have to.
When did you, if I may ask, so you're, would you say, are you recently, we know you're single now, but how long ago did you get divorced?
Yeah, dating somebody now, but I got divorced, man. Like, my life went, wife had boyfriend, divorced, then I got Bell's palsy, then I had to sell my house, then I got to Michigan, and then right when I got to Michigan and got this house, I'm like, my life's awesome. Everything is on track to run A-OK. Look at all the money I'm going to make. And then they're like, wait, can you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. You have.
Okay. Yeah, I got the new Rodecaster little podcaster thing. It's got sound effects on it.
Oh, yes.
So I've been divorced for a couple years.
All right. So your girlfriend's in town, so you have all that. Because, I mean, honestly, I think for a lot of people, I think that people who are, I'm a bit of a homebody. So for me, and I do have the benefit of, at least in a way, I'm coming to work every morning. My normal routine is not that altered. My wife, who travels a lot and goes out and socializes a lot with her friends, it's a little more daunting because it's kind of like a corralled sort of situation. I think you are probably the same. You're on one side, a guy who hunkers down in his home, but your livelihood is being out on the road.
Yeah, so I don't want anybody getting sick and passing away from this thing, and I want everyone to be healthy. Minus that and making no money, this has been kind of nice, if that's even a thing. Because I've done comedy for 33 years. This might be the first time in 33 years I'm on a sleep schedule.
Yeah. You
know, from not traveling and being in different time zones. Creatively, people are like, oh, are you writing a bunch of material? No, I don't even know when I go on stage again. Like, well, I hope it comes back, but, you know, will people be sick of hearing about it? So I'm kind of, that's why I spent the last couple weeks just getting rid of stuff. And I had a spy book that I've been working on that I finally put out. So I felt like I did something. You know, and put that online, like, hey, it's only $4. If people want to buy it, that'll, you know, keep me from stealing stuff from your house.
Right. It'll protect your stuff.
And you're doing this Q&A tonight through Helium Comedy Club?
Yeah, they asked if I wanted to do it. I'm doing it with me and Alonzo Bowden, who was on Last Comic with me 100 years ago.
Okay.
They're doing a cool thing where people can ask questions and it's live. Because, you know, clubs like that, like you hear on the news, all these big, you know, it's, you know, places like Helium that had a staff of 20 people that, you know, are getting no money, you know, and probably didn't have more. Listen, I know some of them personally. There's no way they had more than a week saved, you know, so they're all in that situation. So Helium decided, hey, let's get a bunch of people on and they can kind of joke around with the comics and throw a few bucks to, you know, the staff and stuff like that. And I, of course, am going to push my new spy book, The Holding Deal.
Yeah, no, so you can get the spy book on Amazon, correct?
Yeah, it's called The Holding Deal.
Okay,
it's only on Kindle, yeah.
And it's basically, so the conceit is that there's a comedian, well, explain it, you basically called into service as a spy?
Yeah, he's a low-level spy and is a low-level courier for, like, a shadow organization, and he hates his life. And every city he goes to, he's got to drop something off, and he doesn't know what he's dropping off every time in this thing. And here's the deal. It's a quick read. It's only 150 pages. So if you ever bought a book and not finished it, this is one that you can just – you'll feel good about yourself because you'll go, you know what? I read a book this weekend.
Yeah, right.
I did, so grab a Kindle, get The Holding Deal. If you parents that are running in your back shed to grab those White Claws, drink a little back there. And by the way, how big are people drinking now? We're also going to have to give people a month. Like, we're going to be able to eat, like, weird in front of people, and people are going to have the jitters.
A lot of people are going to have to sober up because they've said there's been a 55% increase in revenue on the sales side, not like obviously on the bar side, But and you raise a good point, like with helium and anybody in the service industry like that, waiters and anybody on the restaurant side, they're getting creamed. So Robert Irvine last night, a friend of ours and his chef, talking about this. So anything you can do to support local business, we keep hitting that drum that they do takeout or sell anything. Make sure you can do that, because I agree with you, John. This will end. We all know it'll end, and we want to make sure people are taken care of.
I want to go back to this thing though, John, because you talk about everybody drinking, but and I've been one of them, but it's been this kind of drinking. It's like, well, I guess I'll drink now.
Yes, 100%.
You know, I mean, it's honestly that. It's not like, all right, I need a drink. No, it's just like, well, I guess I'll Yeah, I guess I'll just drink. Yeah. You know?
It's not like you're suddenly playing beer pong or right. At an event.
Yeah.
You're like, well, if I'll stay consistently numb throughout the entire day. It'll never get crazy.
Yeah.
I'll never peak, but I'll just kind of have that thing. That's going to be a thing. And I think once this is over, because I have watched like the thing I'm doing at Helium tonight, I've watched so much content online and like with TV, everything's flashy and stuff. I think it's scaled down what people actually need to be entertained. Like seeing some of these singers and songwriters just singing with their guitar in their office while their kids are running around, I'm as entertained as that as watching some big CMA awards.
You're right.
or any really produced thing. Yeah. I could just watch somebody with just, you know, their iPhone on Zoom.
yeah.
By the way, so are there Zoom strippers yet? Like where?
There are different different services are offering that. It's just an extension of webcams, basically. Webcam girls,
yeah,
and all that.
Cam girls, yeah.
Yeah. So
no, but I was thinking, like, because the Scrub Scene, they had, like, a meetup or a wine party. Like, and it was literally six girls, I guess, on this call, and everyone's just drinking wine. And by the way, if you're on Zoom calls, okay, or if you're doing any of that, don't have a bag of chips and eat the bag of chips while you're on that, because it's annoying because you are crunching.
Yes.
And that is annoying. So there has to be – listen, I'm okay with you not wearing pants during those meetings, but you have to have a little bit of social etiquette and not crunch when you're on a Zoom meeting.
I couldn't agree more.
But if you had like a group one, like I'm just assuming, because I don't know what girls do when they hang out together. I'm assuming they start tickling each other and get pillows. And then they start that's what I'm assuming. But if you had like a group one and there's one, you know how like a bachelor party, then suddenly the police guy shows up. He's like, you ladies are being too noisy. And all of a sudden he's all, yeah, right. Yeah. So I wonder if that's a service. So that was I'm like, well, maybe I'll just Zoom bomb.
You do it. You create it. If you're looking for other revenue streams while you're on the beach, I think this is your cottage industry.
And my other quick one, besides people buying the book, The Holding Deal, I just wanted to get in the top 20.
Yeah.
So I just need a bunch of people to go literally right now, and then that's how it shoots up. Anyway, but is this a Ponzi scheme? So I just watched that show, if you haven't seen it on Netflix, Molly's Game. Have you guys seen that?
I've heard about it.
Yeah, in fact, we had
Jessica Chastain.
Yeah, but we had the oh, gosh. The writer.
Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah.
Oh, it was one of those things where I didn't know anything about it, and you're watching it, and then you're like, okay, this was an awesome find.
Well, are you talking about the documentary or the theatrical film?
Oh, wait, there's a doc. No, I
there's there's a documentary too. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That movie's
okay. A little White Claw and a documentary for me in about 15 minutes. But so in Michigan, you're allowed to, if you could be in your car if you're dealing with pets. That's the law. That's what it says, whoever the governor is. She said, hey, if you're dealing with a pet or an elderly person. Okay, here's my thing. I have two dogs. If you would like to take, I need somebody to take care of my dogs. It's a $25 buy-in when you take care of my dogs. So you come by my house, you leave $25. At the end of the day, we have a 50-50 raffle to see who the best dog taker carer is. And that person gets 50% of the dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're basically renting out your dogs. Yeah. I love it.
Is that like running numbers?
Yes, of course it's illegal. But, but these are different times.
Yes, these are uncertain
times.
Well, like the Molly's game, what I learned is you can't break the law when you're breaking the law. So as long as I don't have prostitution and selling booze or something, I think I'm gonna think about it. Plus, I have a ninja outfit.
Good luck finding me. Just dress up and
go. Good luck finding me.
All right. Listen, John, it's always good to talk to you, man. We're happy to hear you're doing well. And the Q&A is going to be tonight, Helium Comedy Club, heliumcomedy.com, and that is at 8:30, I believe. So, and we'll point people in the direction of The Holding Deal. That's the name of John's spy novel, and he wants to be top 20 on Amazon.
$4.
So it's $4.
That's what he said.
Oh, go get it.
It's $4.99.
$5. Okay,
$4.99. All right.
I'm going to play some outro music while you guys hang up.
Hit it. Okay. Let's hear it.
Can you hear it?
Yeah. Yes.
It's breathtaking.
It's a little 80s.
Is this time after time?
Right, everybody. It's going to be about 76 degrees today.
He's doing his show.
All the way backed up to that one road where people don't like. So it's backed up all the way there.
All right, John.
Go, guys.
We'll talk to you soon. Have a good weekend, man. John Heffron.
That was time after time, wasn't it?
I love it. He's great. I think I could barely hear it. All right, cool. Listen, we got to take a break. And I did see this text that came in. It says, snow flurries in Manayunk.
No.
That it was flurrying in Manayunk.
This is just a note to God.
Yeah.
If with all this going on, you make it snow, we're going to kick your ass.
No, seriously. It's going up to 50 today, so maybe just light flurries from upper atmosphere. I don't know.
I mean, we love you, God. But seriously.
Want more Preston and Steve? Get the whole show podcast or Bizarre Files at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.